From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that state police are investigating a fire that destroyed the Taconic home that was the target of hate speech vandalism in June. Taconic firefighters and state police arrived at 410 Taconic Road around 12:30 p.m. on Monday, October the 23rd, to find the house engulfed in flames. In June, the building under construction at the time was vandalized. Graffiti spray painted in red, all four sides of the structure red, and I quote, "No blacks," unquote, and quote, "die," unquote, as well as more offensive phrases. Homeowner Fred Ifarita said at the time that he believed the house was targeted because his girlfriend is black. A $5,000 reward is still being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the vandalism case. Anyone with information about the fire is asked to call state police at 845-677-7300. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams writes at the WCTWFM, the CAT website, "The fate of Hudson's Flag Day will be decided on Thursday, October the 26th. The nonprofit Hudson Flag Day Parade Incorporated is in desperate need of more volunteers and community support." Williams writes, and I quote, "They need more board members. In the grand picture, it's really not a lot of work if there is enough staff and everyone is able to pitch in," end quote. Williams is the Flag Day Committee Media Chair. The 22-year community event is held every June and includes a parade down Warren Street to the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park, where a festival continues into the night with rides, food vendors, and an air show, and one of the largest fireworks displays in the Hudson River Valley. The organization estimates 10,000 to 12,000 people attend the annual event. The emergency meeting will be held at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, October the 26th, at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce building on Front Street in Hudson. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the city of Newburgh is poised to begin litigation against those responsible for the contamination of Washington Lake and the city's water supply. The Newburgh City Council authorized the action on Monday, October the 23rd. Washington Lake has been contaminated by the carcinogenic chemical PFOS, which originated from the New York Air National Guard base at Stewart Airport. The chemical is contained in the firefighting foam used in the past during drills. In addition to the litigation, individual council members would like the city to explore the idea of granting rebates to city residents who unwittingly paid for contaminated water over the years. Residents continue to be urged to have their blood tested. Those tests are available to residents of the city and town of Newburgh and New Windsor at no cost. You can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And finally, Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo, late Monday, October the 23rd, signed into law legislation that adds e-cigarettes to the Clean Indoor Air Act, banning their use in bars, restaurants, and other indoor and some outdoor areas. Under the New York law, vaping will be banned in the workplace, on public transportation, indoors, at all public and private colleges, and outdoor areas where smoking is otherwise banned. The new restriction will go into effect in 30 days. Cuomo signed another bill over the summer that banned the use of e-cigarettes on school grounds. The governor initially proposed the restrictions in his 2017 executive budget, arguing that although the products are marked as a healthier alternative to cigarettes, in reality they also carry long-term health risks for users and others around them. You can read that full story in the Times Union. The WGXC 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive continues. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interest. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting that showers will be likely today, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 a.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. The temperature high for today will be 69 degrees for Tuesday night. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 10 p.m. Then showers are likely. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. The temperature low for Tuesday night will be around 51 degrees. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. And on Thursday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 55 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. The sun rose this morning at 7:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:58 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, which is about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 24th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a pleasant tomorrow.